Okay, the rest of the slide. Go to the top of David Alex. I don't want to spend a lot of time on Rabino because we spoke about it already, but we'll go through it anyway. Runya Akhri Rabino Me'aber Uchaisov. Rabino was back at Runya from four sides. Amalei, have me come in the Godly. I want you to give me what the gedder costs. I mean, presumably half what the gedder costs. You're a half of what the gedder costs. Rashi speaks out. When you after Ravina Dallas other say Ravina's Fivois Arba may serve shall run you the God. It wasn't that there was a Rashi Rabin side that Ravina was going there. The Ravina was at all four sides. And that's Lashon the Gemara. Akhir. That's interesting. What does it mean? Run you after Ravina when you Arba replace him? But we had in the Mishnah, Makav Schaveri. What do the words Makav Schaveri mean? We saw Rashi learns Makav Schaveri means he had Sodus on all four sides. And then he was Geider, the Rishon Mishni and Shlishis. The Mukhaisik learns Makav Schaveri means he built together. He built together from three sides. The Geider is Shenivis and Shnivis. The Shlishis means, and he paused in between each one. So when it says here, Ravina Akri, Ravina Me'arba Ruchaisu, does it mean Ravina had Sodus around him from four Ruchais? And then it goes without, and then it's taken as understood that he built together. Or Ravina Akhri Ravina Me'arba Ruchaisu means that Ravina built together around Runya Me'arba Ruchaisu. I don't know if it makes a profound difference, but just from Shah. So Rashi says, Runya Akhri Ravina Dalad Sodus Ravina Svive Sabo Me'tzarv Shal Runya Begodron. So I don't know, from Rashi, I don't know. If Rashi's learning, which one is the translation of Akhri, the Dalad Sodus or the Godron? Anyway, kachikach, the ma'ase he built together all around. Amalei havli kama de godri lo yoblei. So Runya didn't want to give. Havli lefi kana bezel. So then Ravina said, okay, at least give me the kana bezel lo yoblei. That also not. Havli agan tirusa lo yoblei. That also not. Chora, these are different shittos that we had in the past. Kama de Godri, that's like a Rafuna that you give Kamasha Goda. No, here is on the back, if we'll talk, but Akaponim, that's Rashi's the Tayyash. Havli Kama de Godri, Kirafuna, Lee with Raviyasi, don't I call it Kamasha Goda? Dochi Kaiman, Kamuchach, Kamon, that's the Aloha, like it's Muchach from the end of the story. It's interesting. Like Rashi doesn't even address the problem, that here was on the back, and the Mishnah is talking about Amad, the Rabbi Yosi, the Mishnah is talking about Amad Nikif. She doesn't even talk about it. So, Amad Nizach. Nice, we talked about it. Rashi doesn't know what we talked about. Rishonim talk about it. So, Sami Shainim, if you hold like the Gainim, then it's not. If you have the gears of the Gainim, then the maskon of the Gemara is Rabbi Yosi Mechai ben Amad Makiv ben Amad Nikiv. That's the gears of the Gainim is that Rabbi Yosi in the end, not like the Gemara of Babakam, that Rabbi Yosi is talking Mechai ben Amad Makiv ben Amad Nikiv. Hainu deikim and Tanakam Rabbi Yosi in the last tense. So then it's good. So then ben Amad Makiv ben Amad Nikiv. That's what the Rif says. The Rif says that the Rif was maybe gerished in the beginning of the sugya. Am Rabbi Yudah Meshmul Aloch Rabbi Yosi Damen Amad Gavet Shivis Mekal Gemara Vesukah Loish Amad Nikiv Loish Amad Makiv. Of course, Rashi has Rashi's views on the Gemara. That the last test of the Gemara was that based only Mechayev Be'om and Nikif, like in the Gemara of Kamam. So the Rashba says at Teretz that the Gemara only needed to say that Makif and Nikif Ikimenayu and Chibarav, because otherwise Ma'ikib and Tanakam and Rabbi Yosi. But in Rafunda, we didn't have that Hefech. We could say the difference between Tanakam and Rabbi Yosi is that the Tanakam is Mechayev only the Mechayev Bezel, and Rabbi Yosi is Mechayev Kvima Shegoda. We don't need to say Makif and Nikif Ikimenayu. So Meilo, Lefi, Rafuna, we go back to the initial assumption of the Gemara that Rabbi Yosi is Mechayev, and the Tanakhama for that matter, Ben Amad Makiv, Ben Amad Nikiv. We had a problem in Rashi, because Rashi in the whole sugya was mashma that it's only a Salka Daitach. The Tzad there, Rabbi Yosi is, right, Rashi is Geirisin of Rabbi Yosi, Amad Nikiv. He has the gears in the Mishnah, Amad Nikiv. And even the Gemara in the beginning, before it got to the last Eretz, thought of Rashi is even by Amud Makir. So Rashi says, Kasalka Daitach, the ton of their Rashi's ton of Nikavud in the Makir. It's only a Salka Daitach, the Maskonis and Rashi is the Maskonis. It's not true. The Maskonis, it's only Amud Nikav, like it says in, like Rashi's Gerish in the Mishnah, Amud Nikav. So what's the story over here with Winnie? It was Amud Makir. So he suggests that the Emes Piskirias, the Piskirias says that the whole reason why Amud Nikav is Megadon of a Sakoil is because he was Goli Daitach. So over here he was Goli Daite, because that was the story that he yelled, and he was Goli Daite. In the end, that was the story in the Gemara. He was Goli Daite. It was a Gili Das. He yelled about his Tainim. That's talking the story, that he yelled about his Tainim. That's why Rabbi said, I'm going to be Danyu like Rav Huna Libet Rav Yossi. Because you're like Rav Yossi. You were Megala Das. This guy speaks out, the Chori is only Megala Das, that he's Nichalei to have to hire somebody to scream. It wasn't Megala Das, that is Nichalei in a Gedder. Gedder costs more. So Piskariah says here, but he was Megala Das, that is Mamish Makbar in every single Taino. That a person is Makbar in every single Taino. Runyan sent his oris, just like one Taino. And Adka de Kach, he made a tumult about it, Runyan. So guys, like, so super Makbar in every single Taino, so for that, to hire a yeller is not enough. You need a, for that, you would have to need a Gedder. I got some ice. So I thought that's Pshat Rashi also. Rashi's going to have to say, Al-Berach the Piskiriyaz, that here there's a Goli Dai to the Nichalei. So that's why it goes into, it's morally equivalent to Av Nikiv. And I said in the past that it's Rashi L'shitosoi, that Goli Dai, that Goli Dai to the Nichalei of Rav Yosi is not Nichalei Ba'itzois, because that when you didn't show, but it's just Nichalei in the Hekif. So that much Ravina showed, he's Nichalei in the Hekif, he's Nichalei in the Shmir. He's not mafkir is tainim. He's nichal in the shmir. Once he's nichal in the shmir, it has the ma'ala of goli daite. I'm thinking now there's a problem, because that's good for Rava. That explains Rava. When Rava said to him, "I'm going to be danyu like Ravina Libet Rav Yosi, like Ravuna Libet Rav Yosi," what do you mean? It's on the makif, and Rav Yosi's on tomer on the nikif. So we can say, "Yeah, but when you screamed and so on." But Rashi says it before when you screamed. Rashi says that when Ravina was first Tevea Runya, and he said, Havli Kama the God, give me what I was going there, Runya hadn't screamed yet. Runya was not yet Megala Das. And yet Rashi says that that's like a funnel, Yibad Rav Yosi, the Hachi Kaimulon. Well, to Rashi, I would say, maybe when Ravina was telling you, was Tevea him, give me what I was going there, it didn't mean because of Rav Yosi. Maybe he meant like the Tanakhama, even Amud Makif. Like, we don't know that Rava said, I'm going to be Daniel like Rafun Ali with Rav Yosi. Doesn't say in Ravina what he had in mind when he said, give me what I was going to. But Rashi says that he had in mind Rafun Ali with Rav Yosi before Runya ever made any Gili Da. So that's Takasher. This stage in the story, Rav Yosi doesn't enter into it. Because meanwhile, it's only Amud Makif, and Rav Yosi is only with Amud Nikif. The story is always Amud Makif, and Rav Yosi is only Amud Nikif. I don't know. Tainu Yedin. Shtickle problem in Rashi. Anyway, let's see further in Rashi. But that's it. That's Rashi. Let's see further in the story. One day, Runya was harvesting his tikkalim. Godam he means to be harvesting. So Ravina said to his oris, Zil shkomine kibura dahini. Rashi says, Eshkel shul tomorrow, Mishol Runya lefanov. Go take from Runya a cluster of tomorrow. Ozel lasuye. So the oris went to take them. Rome bekola, and Runya yelled at him. Rashi, Gorba Runya barisa de Ravina. Amalei, Sir Ravina said to Runya, Golis daitoch de menach nichaloch. Like hail easy be alma, me lay by nitrusa. So Rashi. Amalei Ravino, Golus Adaitoch Shechavivin had kolam alecha, but nicholach bishmirasa. The lay hail easy be alma, me lay boys, kilemer. A filu, ain't cho yori minaganovim, sorachat al shaman minaisin. Why did he bring up why did the Eisen theme come in over here? If you should have Golik Daitech to Nicholach, you want to have a fence that Arisim shouldn't come in. So what is he bringing up to Eisen? So Rashi says, because on the Arisim, when you could say, I'm not Choshish for Ganov. I'm not Choshish for Ganov. I mean, if somebody comes in my face and takes it to Eino, fine, but I'm not really Choshish if people are going to do that. Maybe you understood that it's only a bluff. But he said, But you're showing that you care about the Tainim. So maybe Ganov, you're not Choshish for it. But Eisen, Rav Ara, are going to come in. Tzorech hata l'shoymin min ha'izim. What's the story over here? How are Eisen giving? Didn't Ravina himself have a fence around his, between him and the Rishas Rabban? How would Eisen even get in over here? Out of Rashi, it's out of Kasha because Rashi learns with him in a Malkum Shinogu Shaloi Lita. So maybe Takanat, maybe Ravina didn't have any fences around his perimeter and the outer perimeter, which is his Kitsainis. Lefi those who shine will learn that Ravina was that the Mishnah is talking about Mechitzis Chitzainis. Mustama, they have to learn that the story with Runya Ravina was also Mechitzis Chitzainis. Mustama, that's the pshat. I mean, Lefi Taisus, that the Mishnah is talking about Mechitzis Chitzainis. Taisus is the Ramban. And the Gemara brings the story with Ravina as a achron, as being parallel to the Mishnah. Stomach the story with Ravina also. Ravina Akvi Runya Akvi Ravina Miyavu Chaisa. Stomach Taisus will learn that it means that he made Mechitzis Chitzainis. Bicker, they don't make Mechitzis Pinimis, but he made Mechitzis Chitzainis. And then for sure, Runya Akvi Ravina Me'abru Chayisa doesn't mean he built a fence around Runya. He didn't build a fence around Runya, he built a fence around himself. Ravina, Runya Akvi Ravina Me'abru Chayisa means the Ravina had fields around Runya Me'abru Chayisa. Like in the Mishnah, Makevs Chaveri, Mishalom Mi'gim Ruchis. So here, Ravina had fields around Runya. And then Ravina went and he was Gaider the Mechitzis, presumably he was Gaider the Mechitzis Chitzonius. So then it's also good. So then it's a Nidin of Eisen. Okay, so it's good according to everybody. What about according to the Baal HaMor? Shal is the Baal HaMor. The Baal HaMor learns we're talking about Malkum Shenogu Ligdor. Malkum Shenogu Ligdor. And we're talking about Mechitzais. But they're not Goyder from the Ritzad Rishus HaRabim. They're only Goyder the Mechitzais HaPnimiyais. Okay, so I guess then it's also good. Then yes, then they weren't Goyder the Ritzad Rishus HaRabim. The Baal HaMor learns we're talking about a Malkum Shenogu Ligdor, but they're not Goyder the Mechitzis HaChitzonius. They're not Goyder the Tzad Rishus Rabban. The Baal HaMor says Beferish. They don't care about Dayan Hora from Rishus Rabban. The minhag is they don't make a Goyder the Tzad Rishus Rabban. They're only Goyder between one field and the next. Rishus Rabban they leave open. Because the Dayan Hora of Rishus Rabban they're not worried about. What about Izim? What about the Hamas from Rishus Rabban? Some of them don't worry about that either. That's the Baal HaMor. That's what you have to say. The minhag in this mokum of the Mishnah at least was to be geider ben sada l'sada. It's not like a regular bigger that they're not geider ben sada l'sada. This is a place where they are more makba than ayin hara. They're geider between sada l'sada, but the tzad rishus rabban leave open because the ayin hara from the rishus rabban side is less. That the Baal HaMor. And what about behemis? You have to say that the behemis they also don't make a geider for. Or maybe only Geder of Asar Tvachim, but not a payment. Certainly not a Geder of Talad Amos. So how does the Baal HaMor understand the story of Yehuda Runya? I don't know exactly. So why are they talking about Eisen? People are not makbid the tzad of Shusha Rabban. Apparently they're not makbid in Eisen. Oh, I think the Balamar will learn. The Balamar will learn that the story over here with the Roma Bekola and so on, this whole drama over here with the Roma Bekola and so on, it was just to get for him the Nitirus of Azusa. It had nothing to do with the paying for the Ksalim. Rava said, "You have to pay for the Ksalim like a Funa Liba Rabbi Yossi, and that's Taka because of Ayin Hara, but that's not the story with over here with the Isim, because we're talking about a place where they don't make fences for Isim. They make fences for Ayin Hara, and only between one neighbor and the next. They don't make fences between Shoshah and Bechah. So how do they keep the Isim away? They have a Nitirus of Bazuz, so they hire people to yell at the Isim. Ravina was still coming, was still trying to get the Nitirus of Bazuz. Ravina already gave up on getting the Mashigoda. So he was just trying to get the Nitirus of Azusa. So that was this whole thing. He said, look, you need somebody to scream, so at least pay me the Nitirus of Azusa. Because that they do, even in the Mokum Shinogu, even in this place, they don't make a dorm by the Rishis Rabbim. So they have people yelling.
Why did he start off by asking for Mashigoda?
Yeah, because the emes is that you pay, the emes is that you chai Mashigoda, because lying her. But we said he's also Mokum Shinogu Ligdor, between Sada and Lasada, and really there's a tefillah of Yerba'in her. Your nene from the like their Balamar says the whole like the Balamar is the Mishnah that these Tevayim the Hanoah Vaynar, that was the original tefillah. That he said no. Okay, so Ravino said okay, at least the Tirus of Azusa, and that he also didn't want to do. So Ravino wanted to convince him that the Tirus of Azusa you need gabel, you know, you need a gabel lechlu, you need somebody to pay, you need to pay somebody to yell. That's the lashon of the Gemara. He said I could just yell for the Isav Yalma. Mistake here. Isa bi'alma lachluya boya. Just yell at them. I'm like, I've got a voice to nechlis to michle. So you still have to hire somebody to yell at them. So you see the story. He was being tevei him to the somebody to yell at him. The nitzur bazusa. Okay, fine. For that. So that's the relevance. That's how the ism came in over here. Very good. Okay, so it's good according to everybody. Also, the comment, Rova, Omo, Zil, Paisi, Bimai, De, Fais, Fled, Deinu, Lachlina, Kerfuna, Liba, Drab, Yasi. Dr. Ashi. Lav, Gava, Bois, Lachlui, Lehazik, Vilgabem. Vayari, Metagamin, Nachli. Vachen, Kolos, Nachkosa. Tagamin, Is, Paisi, Bimai, De, Fais, Toy, Lachlis, Fais, Vagan, Tiru, Hailu, Hailu, Minas, Ratzalakoch. Vagot, Viloi, Deinu, Lach, Kev Yasi, Mechal, Dhafi, Hilsu, Vachen, Pasa, Kabin, Chanao. Taisis, Mein, Shmu. Since I got from Rashba. But Rashi also said before the Hachi Kaimlin, if you like, would come up. Yeah. Okay, let's see right then. So nicely, this is an outstanding problem. I don't know what to do with this. This problem in Rashi is still an outstanding problem. Rashi's mashma the whole sugya through from beginning to end that the maskana is that it's only Omad Nikiv. Only Omad Nikiv. Yes, only Mechai be Omad Nikiv. So what's this last line over here? Da'inu lachadina kevuna libid Rav Yossi. And Rashi says, da'ochi kaimulon, k'dumuchu chalkam. Zotamar, another story. Runya Zobin Ara and Meitzir Dravino. So Runya was in the middle, and Ravina was on the outside, and then Runya bought a field further outside, on the perimeter, the outer perimeter of Ravina. So Ravina was looking for dinner to buy Metzah. So Ravina wanted to be Masalikin because he's the Bar Metzah. He also wanted this field, and he's the Bar Metzah. That's the halacha. Here's a whole bunch of shatim. What does this mean? What's this mashal and what was the point? So Rashi says, Anisha mati tzola ratzon oni, but slolo ratzon oshir. Sal is a poor leather worker and a slolo is a rich guy. The kach omeli, and what he's. So what Safra said to Ravina was, "Arba kikoyes tshichim leratzon, oni l'machol is basically on k'meishes tshichim la'osher. The oni is not less hungry than the osher. is it on you? And Runya, is it on you? But Sarachal Yasod Lipanosa. Because Shane Shah Toimali is Dalek me alive, Dina de Mametra, Mishim Rasisa Yoshev Atoib. Kach any Oimelacha, I say Yoshev Atoib, the only Zevi Altis Alkaim. That's the first Ran Rashi. So he was saying, you're right, Bar Mitzvah, the Taka Bar Mitzvah. But the one is Nebuchad Ani. So he said, Yosheva Toif, you should let him have the feel. He says, yes, and Rashi, Eim Racham in Medin. That's not the job of a Dayan. Oy, the Kama Sogar Avinu, let's look at Mashmash Torah Avinu. Sounds like Ravina was making it with the sub, the notion of sub as mashmi Ravina had a mistaken din. It's not a mistaken din. And din he was right. Sapu sang to him, she called me, Lufim, she was a din. Why is this Ravaisa doing here at all? Mishum the Arab Ravina Brunya, Lacey Nami Maisa, then the Kabal Runya Shastra, the Ravina Hadi. I had a few of the Shmaits and Lacey also. There's other stories in Shastra with Runya and Ravina. Anyways, the story has nothing to do with the fact that Ravina was on all four sides. It has to do with the fact that Ravina lived next to Runya. That doesn't really have to do with our Agamar. I might say, Ravina, if you look at Ravina Geshen, Arba l'tzola, arba l'tzola, kolayme, dehechi, t'tzifi, l'uskuf, osher, shu, t'zola, dalat, ki, karizdim, zen, oisiv, anshe, besi, But what I want out of Rebbeinu Gershom is, Rebbeinu Gershom, there's a connection of Rebbeinu Gershom that maybe doesn't say Beferish and Rashi, though. It could be what Rashi means. Taisus seems to understand Rashi. The Iker, Adin, Rebbeinu was right. Not a Tos. He's the Bar Mitzvah. Just if Saf was saying to him, Hav Rachmanus, Nebuchad. So Eim Racham Adin, Taisus Tais Eim Racham Adin, and it's not Sover Rebbeinu. Rebbeinu Gershom's Mavura, that it's not Stama he's saying have Rachmanis. He's saying the whole din of Ametra itself is on Vasisa Yosheva Toiv. So the Vasisa Yosheva Toiv of Ametra is trumped by the Vasisa Yosheva Toiv of giving an Oni Panos. So that the din of Ametra doesn't apply to Oni. Rabbi Nageshu understands that this is a din. It's not a Rachmanis. It's a din. The whole din of Ametra is only Vasisa Yosheva Toiv. Here the Vasisa Yosheva Toiv is not to give it to the Ametra. So maybe that's Mavu. I think it's Mavu's Taisus Kashus. It's nothing to do with the Meracham Avinu. This is the din, and it's Takas Sober Avinu. It's a mistake. Anyway, that's the first Pshat that Rashi brings. Rashi does not like this Pshat. But Imer Ani, where did it go? V'yesh leGamgim the Or Kori Tzolo V'loy Haratzon. Did I mean about Alma? My Dargish Arsed Tzolo. The word Tzolo does not mean a leather worker. It means leather. A piece of leather is a Tzolo. But Imer Ani. Runya Ratzenhoya, that's the Runya was a leather worker. He was not a leather worker. V'noisin oires la'abdonim lasis mem min alayim l'meichin b'shukim. V'kachom loy v'safa l'ravina. Ha'oni zes chori mud. It's a very, what's the word? Low margin, narrow margin. It's a very not profitable business. Because he has to pay a lot to the Abdonim, the people who work the leather. Between the labor costs and the capital costs, so that's slola. Slola is the Abdonim. Tzola is the leather, and slola is the Abdonim. And Runya has to pay for the leather, and he has to pay for the Abdonim. So the kitzer, he's in a very not profitable business. L'ficha chasei yoshev atayv, v'tilo yisod azul panosis beisei. So Mela, he should have a sod on the side. Anyway, it's a different mashal. But, I mean, it's a different story, but the point of the story is the same point, that Runi was Oni, so Mela, there was no din of Bar Metzra. Veli Nira, Saiv says it's Agah. Chara has to be Agah, because, well, let's see. Veli Nira, Dalad Litzola, Dalad Kikora, Sarach La'Avdan Oni, V'Dalad Litzola, Kamechin, Dalad Litzorach, Avdan Osher. See, this can't be Rashi, because Rashi just said before that Salad doesn't mean the worker, the leather guy. It means the leather itself. That's why Rashi rejected the first trap. Well, this trap is subject to the same rejection. And this trap also, Tzola, means the worker. So that's why it can't be Rashi. So he says on the side, it's not Rashi. It's Hagah. Yeah, the Mashal says it's Hagah. I think for this reason, the Mashal says this must be Hagah. So, Umashal, who can egged Runya, show you saw the Achas, but take saw this Ravina. What's the pshat of it? I think it means that even though Ravina was the Maimetzra, but Runya also wanted to have this field because it was close to his fields. It was just like only thing in between was Ravina. So he said, well, he'll save some expenses by having his two fields close to each other. So that's also something. Show you half the word over here, but it's better to be a bar mitzvah. I mean, fine. So Runya has close fields, but Ravina has mamish adjacent fields. Is it still because Runya was a poor guy? I mean, it doesn't say in this chapter Runya was a poor guy. Maybe that we're still going with that. I know this chapter's obscure to me. Let's see places. Abba Litzol appears to good as if it was Ravina has to read. Second wide line. So the field over here wasn't the field on the far side of Ravina's field of Ravina's sodas. The field was inside. Ravina was on four sides, and then there was Runya had a field in the middle, and then there was another field in the middle also, and Runya bought that other field in such a way that Runya is a bar mitzvah of that field on one side. Ravina is a metzron, by metzron three sides. So Ravina wanted to be mesalakim because he said, "I'm a bigger by metzron." Ve'afal gav domer mekabel hani arba b'nei metzron. The kolnu chadnai v'zoven my v'zoven zoven. Even though one by metzron doesn't have priority over the other, whoever was first is. If you have a few by metzron, whoever was first is first. Come up with Ravina is looking mishmishay metzron megimel stodim ruvni rak miruchachas. But Ravina held a triple bar mitzvah is better than a single bar mitzvah. And that's why it's relevant to Agamara, it's relevant to the fact that Ravina was an old four side. Amaleir Safa, Ami Inshi Arba Litzola, Pirishla, Oy Godl, Sarfleet, and Labdon, and Dalad, Zuzli, Vidalad, Litzola, Oy Cotton. Claim it's Sarfleet, and Likotten, Kamayman, and Godl, Shesterich, Bekotten, Kamay, Begodl. A Hanaman, with time, a deemed Messim, Shimshi, Kosodes, Smuk, Shukal, Hoshin, Vasachas. Lakaha, Yametsim, Ruchachas, Kamayatam, Gimel Ruchas. He says, the Maaseh, there's certain fixed expenses that you have in every field. It doesn't matter how big the field is. So what does it matter that you're a metzron from Gimel Sodom? He's a metzron from one side. At the end of the day, there are certain... The being a metzron from more sides doesn't make a difference. Because there are fixed... In the fixed expenses, you and him are in the same boat. You have more fields, he has one field. But there are certain fixed expenses, and he saves by being a bar mitzvah. So how much of a bar mitzvah you are, you know, how many feet of shared board you have is not relevant. Fine. Besides the fact that what we see in Agamar that Runya was at a sod in the middle of Ravina's sodas, Gemara says elsewhere that Runya happened to be also Ravina's oris. You know, in Agamar, Ravina sent his oris into Runya's field, but Rai says Runya also He also had a job as an oris of Ravina. V'ochem le'yosafel Ravina afel pisha en Runya begufa karkakul. This is a tremendous chiddush in din. Saying the din of bar mitzvah is not only if you own the field. Even if you have the oris in the field. The oris of a field buys the field next door. So he's also bar mitzvah. Because at the end of the day, his labor will be less if the field that he owns is next to the field that he's working with Harris and Aris, so he'll have an advantage. So therefore, Ravina can't be Masalag Runya because Runya is the one who's working the field. So he also has a din of a bar mitzvah. Not so clear in this Pshat and Tosfos. Does this mean that Runya could go be Masalag somebody else? That Runya is Mamish bar mitzvah? Or it just means that Ravina can't be Masalag Runya? Because an Aris is also something. Does it go to such a point? Does it rise to the level that the oris can be misalik other people, or just that the oris can't be misulav? Not so clear. Okay, let's see that. Start the Mishnah. Start the Mishnah. Kaisel chotzer shenofel mechayv anoysel of noysei. Mechayv anoysel of noysei. Ad arba amis. So the ad arba amis belongs to the beginning. Kaisel chotzer shenofel mechayv anoysel of noysei. Ad arba amis. Or just, what do you read the other way? Ad arba ames b'cheskes shenosan as shiovi raya shaloi nosan. Either way. Rashi, I think, is the first way. Mechayv v'nois l'vnoisi ad dalet ames de behochi sagi lehezik v'yo. So it's a kaisel of hezik v'yo. So we're mechayv to build it till dalet ames. Yes, so we had a discussion about this mission in Dag Beis. What's the pshat? If Hezek v'yishme Hezek, so we understand. The wall fell down. There's still Hezek v'yishme. You have to build the wall back up. If Hezek v'yishme Hezek, the Gemara asks, so what's the pshat in the Mishnah? Hezek v'yishme Hezek. So they agreed the first time, but they didn't agree the second time. So the Gemara says, Nafal Shaini. We saw already different pshatim and Rishainim. Rashi learns that, well, Rabbeinu Yona learns that when they agreed to make the first wall, since we know that the reason why they agreed was to be Masalik Hezekri, even Hezekri Lashmi has it, but we know they wanted to have a wall for Hezekri. So Mele, it's built into their Haskama that they'll build the wall and rebuild it if it falls down. So it all goes into the original kingdom. Rashi's quite different. Rashi over there said that Nofel Shiny, Rashi said, because the Rishonim. What did Rashi say over there? Anybody remember the lesson?
Shikfar
Nisratu, Harishonim. Harishonim, Harishonim. So what is Rishonim and Achonim? So we said in Rashi, we had a whole opinion, we had other writers as well. But Rashi learns that the kinyan to make a kaisel is not just a kinyan to make a kaisel. It's a kinyan in the chotzer that they get their kinyan in the chotzer are right that the other one shouldn't be massive with hezek v'yo. Or each one retains in the other one's chotzer right them in the salakim from things that will cause them hezek v'yo. So Mel, once they had it, and that's where Rashi Shittos say the Rashi is that the kinyan v'ruchos is even in the lus makam. Make a kinyan not just in the demeshaba their avonim and their avonim and their tit. But they make a kinyan in the ruchos that each one is kind of they make the chalukah in such a way that each one retains the right to be misalik the other one from hezek kriya, and since it's the kinyan in the sada, so it passes on to the next person who buys the sada. So mele nofel shiny, even if it's a later buyer. Taisa the third shot. Taisa says because they were krugul lasis divyatsneya. So now this becomes a chotzer. This not stam a chotzer. This is a chotzer where you go where. There's a In this chatzah has Ishmael Hezek Lekuli Alma. And then we saw the Ramban and Dafi Zayin. Ramban says that they were Megala Das. They were Megala Das that they're Makban and Hezek Riyah. Once they're Megala Das, they're Makban and Hezek Riyah. So now already we're quite for them to build together. So I said, I think the pshat in the Ramban is that it becomes a Beishar Dekadin. Now we know that he's Nichal Beit Sois, since they built the first wall. So the Goli died at Nichal Beit Sois. So Mele, it's. So now it becomes the Mitzarech Meshutav. So now they're kaifing each other for the tzarech ha-meshutav. And I said that I think the Ramban learns it from the din of Amad Nikif. What's the mile of Amad Nikif? Amad Nakif is potter, Gemarsim Babakama, at least one side. Maybe that's the maskana, because then it's like Chosr is potter. So Taisa says, what's Amad Nikif any different? So Taisa says, Goli died in Nichal Beit Sois. So what does that change? At the end of the day, it's still Zenenev is Eli Chosr. So Rav Shimon said the word Mishtashile. I wanted to suggest, nothing, we don't need Mishtashile. The word is that once he's that Goli died in Nichal Beit Sois, when the Nikif is Megaladas, that it's Nichal Beit Sois, then it becomes a tzorich meshutav. Then you're not teveim as nene. Nene is nene v'zloi chaser. You're teveim as the tzorich meshutav. Al kaponim, that's the din of nofal l'shaini. Sotu mishnah v'ayter, the peskas, she nosan ad she yovi raya she loy nosan. Meaning, Kilis and Eden. So apparently, one guy built the wall. Now we have an Eden. Did the other guy reimburse him? The one who built the wall says he didn't reimburse me yet. The other guy says that I did reimburse you. I did pay my share. So it's Becheskes Shenosan Atziyov Yiraya Shiloi Nosan. So first of all, how do we know that one guy built the wall? Like, we're assuming that one guy built the wall, and then he's Tevei Adon. We assume Reuben built the wall, and Reuben's Tevei Shimon. And it's Becheske Shenosan Atzi Yovi Raya Shiloi Nosan. We assume that Shimon Taka paid Reuben. And then the Mishnah goes on and says, but Lamaila Medalad Amos, then Reuben can't be Kaifa Shimon. But if he was Somach Lekaisel, let's read inside. Medalad Amos, Lamaila in Mechaiva Noisha, Somach Lekaisel Achar, Afri Shiloi Nosan, let's take a Mechagal Nomas Akkol, Becheske Shiloi Nosan Atzi Yovi Raya Shiloi Nosan. And there already, if Shimon built a wall, Somach was Masmech a wall, so he's going to do some galadas to Nicolay. So then he does have to pay for the whole height of the wall, even the Malam Medalad. But here it's a Becheske Shiloi Nosan. So again, the assumption seems to be that we know that Reuben built the wall. If we don't know that Reuben built the wall, so how's Reuben Tevei Shimon? Who cares if Shimon is Becheske Shiloi Nosan or not Becheske Shiloi Nosan? How do I know who built the wall? And if Shimon says that and even if Shimon is mighty, he didn't build the wall. So he has a Migoy. He could have said, I built the wall. So how does Shimon name him that he paid? So Rashi says, "This pasuk says, 'V'chayim b'nei sim'nei sadar ramas noches agnas gvizok Rashi v'cheske shenosan im omer echad la'achas shebnoi ani asisif mishali shaloi rotsus elisdieni v'toy v'chatzi esiyim is that even a satir chelki nema?" So Rashi really doesn't say how we know. Rashi just says, "Can you ask the case? Omer echad la'achas shebnoi." One guy after he built the wall said, "I didn't. Nobody paid. Nobody. The other Reuben said after he built the wall." Mustamil of Shad and Rashi is that we know that Reuben built the wall. That's the case. The Mishnah is talking about a special case. The Mishnah is talking about a case where it happens to be that we know that Reuben built the wall. We saw that Reuben built the wall. We saw Reuben went to Home Depot. We got the abundant. We got all the stuff. Reuben built the wall. Reuben time is okay. Now Shimon needs to pay me. And Shimon says, I did pay him. So the din is, Hadin and Reuben, so the din is with Shimon. Abechesk Shinos and Achi Yomi Raya Shalay Nos. Taisis says, L'mal midalat ein mechayven oisa. Ein mechayven who? There's a wall of four amos. Nobody has to build. Ein mechayven oisam. But it's ein mechayven oisay. Apparently, there's a fellow who wants to build the mal midalat, and there's a fellow who doesn't want to build the mal midalat. So the one who wants to build the mal midalat cannot be mechayev the one who does not want to build the mal midalat. So now we assume that if the wall went up, so who built the wall? The one who wanted to build the mal midalat. He must be the one who built the wall. Ain't so much lamed b'shoshes chazus. He's saying, apparently there was another shot that was floating around that is similar to chosis. And the sheet is moved to Rabbi Natan. Rabbi Natan limp shot in the sefer that it was the chosis. That the case is there was a chosis. We don't know. How do we know who built the wall? We know Reuben built the wall because we see a chosis. The chosis says Reuben built the wall. L'mal michof. It was the chosis. I guess it was the chosis l'mal michof. I don't know exactly how it was. The chosis l'mal michof, or we only listen to the chosis l'mal michof. When it's mechaykes shayin, if the chosis helps in a chatzir b'chal. So mechaykes taisin in Ramat. So I'm not sure which way he means. The Rebbeinu Tam. That a chosis helps even l'mata midalad, but this chosis was l'mal midalad. Or maybe it was a regular chosis, but the chosis doesn't help l'mata midalad, but it helps on the l'mal midalad. Not sure. Kachikach. Cases said so. Kachikach. Well, actually, I think it's important. That's Rabbi Natan. So Tosis is coming lapuki from Rabbi Natan. And he says there's no need for such a pshat. The posh pshat in the Mishnah is that there was a tevei and a natan. It was a mechayv and oisoy. The language of the Mishnah is mashma. There's a guy who wants and a guy who doesn't want. So you don't have to come out to a chosis. We assume that the one who built the wall was the guy who wanted to build the wall, not the guy who didn't want to build the wall. In the Shita, I don't remember who he's quoting, but he asks the Rebbeinu Tam. He brings the Rebbeinu Tam. I don't know who the sheep. I don't think it's the sheep himself. The sheep that brings. What? Taisus Harosh brings the Rebbeinu Tam that it's talking about a chosis, and he asks the Rebbeinu Tam that it doesn't work in the ratio. Can't say in the ratio there was a chosis, because if there was a chosis in the ratio, the way he asked the kasha is in the ratio. If there was a chosis, then how would it be becheska shenosa? But that's not so clear what his question is. Even if you build the chosis, they're mechuyev to build the wall together. I'm not quite sure what he's asking in the Rebbeinu Tam. That's what he asked. He asked, it doesn't stim in the ratio. The Rebbeinu Tam's pshat that we're talking about a chosis doesn't make sense in the ratio. Because if there was a chosis, then it wouldn't be b'cheska shenasa. Like, you can't have a chosis and it should be b'cheska shenasa. There's a chosis that says Reuben built it, and the Mishnah says, but it's b'cheska shenasa and the Shimon paid. So why not? Reuben built it, but since Shimon is mechuyev to participate, so maybe Reuben built the chosis to show that he built the wall, but then Shimon tainis. But afterwards, I paid him. Like, where's the steer? Yeah. Well, because maybe when he built it, he was the owner. He built it, he was the owner. But then he went to Shimon and said, "But you know, you should participate too." So Shimon says, "I paid." What? I mean, they would have added a chosis. If there's a chosis on one side and he paid it, they would have added a chosis on the other side. Or maybe that's not kapshat. Maybe that's what it means. If Shimon paid, he would have added another chosis to balance it out.
Don't we say in the Gemara at the bottom of the Aleph that a chosis after the fact doesn't help because you can see that it was added on, like the cement is?
Oh, there's a different story there in the Gemara. Yeah. What's the maskan over there in the Gemara? Maybe it's important to know. What's the maskana segumah?
Whichever side you go with, you could just say, no, it's here.
You mean you could take it off? Either you could put it on, you could take it off. You must tell me right. So maybe that's what it means. The fact that the chosis is still here, it hasn't been removed or been added to, is a raya that he didn't pay. So how can the Mishnah say, v'cheska shenasa? So in the Mishnah, the ratio doesn't make any sense. I thought maybe a different kasha in the Rebbeinu Tam. It could be this is right. It could be this is Taka Emes Pshat. What's the kasha in the Rebbeinu Tam? Why in the ratio there can't be a chosis? If there's a chosis, it's a proof that Shimon didn't pay. Because if Shimon would have paid, they wouldn't have left the chosis the way it is. I thought also a different thing. The Gemara says in Amud Beis that Gemara says, what's the chiddush? It's poshut that it's becheska shenos and any loyve can tie in a parati. Well, it's a complicated Gemara, but the Gemara says the case is what he says. That he was Perei B'Teich HaZeman. He was Perea. He was Perea. Shimon claims he was Perea. The case is that Shimon says he was Perea before the world was finished. So I'm going to ask, but Reish Lakish says, and that's the halacha, that anyone Perea takes man, and nobody would Perea take his man. So the Gemara says, no, Shayne Yocha called Shofar v'Shofar Zimnil. Every row of bricks, that's the Zman that you have to pay for that outlay of bricks. So it comes out, Shimon's taina is that he built, not that he paid at the end. Shimon's taina is that he paid all along on Kol Shofar v'Shofar. And that's the Kiddush of the Mishnah. If he paid after the wall was finished, that's a Kiddush. The Kiddush is that Shimon can say he paid as the wall was going up, Kol Shofar v'Shofar, he kept paying in. So how could there be a chazus? That for sure makes no sense. How could there be a chazus? How could Shimon say that he participated in Kol Shofar v'Shofar? We see a chazus. If he was paying with every row of bricks, then they would never build the chazus. So in the Reisha Taka, it makes no sense to say that it's talking about a chazus. So it's a pelin of Benatam. The Reisha cannot be with the chazus. That's the type. That's the kasha that the Taisu Rosh has in the Shita of Benatam. Why? On the other hand, he's saying it's a yishuv. What's Pshat Rabbeinu Tam? The Reish not with the Chazus, why is the safe with the Chazus? Have a thought.
Yeah. Why is the safe for better for Rabbeinu Tam, meaning for believing it, even though there's a Chazus, when it's presumably in the safe? So why should that be? There's a Chazus.
The Gemara says that Becheska Shaloi Nasan, and the race the safe is Becheska Shaloi Nasan.
See, that's below
the Zimni,
you say you still believe.
Hey, Chedon, you know, I'm not thinking why you're not believed. I'm not thinking about it, but it's money. I'm a loy, over the next part of the Zimni. The Gemara is a hamid, the Laskon is that he's talking about it afterwards. But there's a new svar miyeme de mechayv li rabbanim. It's not a halacha that people know, but about the samach lekais l'acher. But the Gemara thought originally that by samach lekais l'acher, the reason why it's becheska shaloi nosan is because you're claiming that you paid b'toy chazman. They're asking, how could you claim that you coin to Rabbeinu Tam? How could you claim that you paid b'toy chazman if there's a chazus?
I'm asking before b'zimni it says pshit that you would be believed, but there's a chazus. Why
would
you believe?
Coin to Rabbeinu Tam is a chazus. So what's the Gemara's kasha? Ilema d'amalei b'zimane. He said after the war was finished. I paid you after the war was finished. I paid you after I put up my wall. After I finished being some masmich lekais l'acher, that's when I paid you. No, that doesn't bother me. There could be a chazus. In the safe of the case is that one guy built the wall, l'malam ichav, and there was taka chazus, and we know that he built the wall. And l'malam ishesh, l'malam idalad rather, Shimon's not chayav to participate. That's why there's a chavis. We know exactly what happened. We know Reuven wanted to build the Malam Midalit. Shimon didn't want. That's why we see that in the chazus. We don't know, according to Rabbeinu Tam, we don't remember what happened, but we see the chazus. So from the chazus, we know that Reuven wanted to build the Malam Midalit and Shimon didn't want to build the Malam Midalit. Fine, that's why there's a chazus. Now, 6 months later, Shimon went and he was Samach Lekais Al-Acher. And he built another wall. It's called the Daita Nichalei. So now we know that Shimon has to pay. So the chazus is irrelevant. There's a new chiyuv that's coming about after the first wall. The second wall creates a new chiyuv. So and that it's so the Gemara says. And so it's becheska shaloi nasan. So the Gemara says why? Yes, there's a new chiyuv, but Shimon Tainis, I was pared. The chazus doesn't speak to that bacha. Shal is in the reisha. What's Rabbeinu Ganan Tam do with the reisha? If there's a chazus. So then how can Shimon say that he was Perea if there's a chazus? Shofar v'shofar, he was Perea. Every shofar, he was Perea. And also, if there's a chazus, isn't that... Both times, and the time that the other one's saying that If he paid it, then why didn't they make another chazus? The ratio chazus doesn't make any sense. That's what Tzoros is kasha. Well, I'm wondering like this. Just think out loud. Some Yishayim hold the Ramban, the Ran, that in a chazer, l'mata midalit, a chazus doesn't help. We don't believe a chazus. Because since Kaifanin says that, we don't even believe a chazus. So maybe the case is that there is a chazus. Like in the Sefer, there is a chazus. And there is a chazus. But the chazus, l'mata midalit, is irrelevant. The chazus can only talk to l'mata midalit. It can't say anything about l'mata midalit. Because l'mata midalit, a chazus is not believed. Because it goes against the Anah and Sadi. Like a chazus would mean I'm building the wall myself, I'm not even planning to be Deveshim. We don't believe that. Because the Kaifin says that. That's the Mishnah. I mean, the Ramban says that that's even against the chazus. And Ansadi is stronger than the chazus. So maybe, in the cases there was a chazus. But l'mata midalit, we don't even believe the chazus. We assume that Reuven built the wall either with Shimon's help or planning to be Tevei Shimon. And now Shimon Taina is, so Shimon Kataina, that I taka pay. Why is there a chazus? Kashan Amaisa, I don't know, but l'mata midalit, we don't believe the chazus anyway. Thinking maybe it's even better. I mean, together with. It's a funny story. There's a chazus that we don't believe it. I said, well, I'm not sure how to read the Mishnah. Where's the comma? That's how it sounds like in Rashi. Period. For comma. Or maybe the Mishnah should be read. Meaning, it's one case. They built the wall. The wall is 6 amas tall. It's not two cases. There's a wall of dalar amas, a case with the wall of dalar amas, and another case where there's a wall with 6 amas. There's one case. The wall is 6 amas tall. The first dalar amas mechayiv v'nois liv noise, and it's mecheskes shenosan. The last 2 amas is ein mechayiv v'nois liv noise, unless it's samach lekais l'acher, and it's mecheskes shelay noise. But it's all one wall that went up to 6 amas, and there's a chazus. And the wall has a chazus. Many times says the wall has a chazus. That's how we know that we built the wall. But the chazus is only, we assume that the chazus is only referring to the malam midalat amas. The chazus, wherever it is on the wall, we assume that it's only talking about, it's only indicating that the lamala midalat was done by Reuven. But the chazus, we disregard the chazus and the lamata midalat, because the lamata midalat, they both have a chiyuv to build. So why would Reuven build the chazus? So we interpret the chazus to be going on the malam midalat. And then maybe it's not share with the other mess before that if Shimon paid to l'mata midalat, if Shimon paid it, so how come they didn't take off the chazus? There it says they left the chazus on because the chazus for l'mata midalat, for the very beginning the chazus was for l'mata midalat, not for l'mata midalat. Maybe it's a davar tov. That'll be pshat. Maybe not. Maybe it's hakatoli in this. If the chazus believed in a chazer, based on that base, I think there was a mishmois that in a chazer a chazus would be believed. Taisa said in that base, in the taisa l'fichoch, okay, in the third line, Taisa had a lashon over there. Ma'irim shundibayin ha'kaisel b'korachim lafach inam yahavi shel shneim. I feel enough of the shush of the chayim. Now, kevin she'en chazus lo'y lezeh v'lo'y lezeh. Taisa says, since there's no chazus, so the melech misafik should belong to both of them. It's mashma Taisa says that that if there would be a chazus, we would believe the chazus. That's not like the Ramban. The Ramban says that in a chazus, we don't believe a chazus even if there is a chazus. Maybe it's not totally in this, that the Riyas, maybe the Taisus assume, Taisarosh, that if there's a chazus, we would believe the chazus. So it can't be that the Matam Idala there was a chazus. It doesn't make any sense there. Then it means that then how can it be becheskush? How can it be becheskush if there's a chazus? Then number one, why is he building the chazus? Lamatim Yidal, why is he building the chazus? Lamatim Yidal, we don't believe the chazus. And again, Nachmud, Taisus holds that Lamatim Yidal we believe the chazus. Maybe Taisus also holds Lamatim Yidal we believe the chazus. So over here, there can't be a chazus. The Mishnah can't mean there was a chazus. Because if there's a chazus, then it's a raya that Reuben built the kaisel. That's just a raya that Reuben built the kaisel. It's a raya that Reuben built the kaisel, but toich shaloi, and wasn't planning to collect from Shimon. It also goes into the chazus. The chazus means even the mokum. So if you see a chazus, and if you believe the chazus, then the chazus says that Reuben was kindness to toich shaloi. So where's the cheskes shenasa? Reuben was kindness to toich shaloi. Avada is not becheskes shenasa. So it can't be a case of a chazus. Maybe Rav Yehuda holds like the Ramban, that a chazus lematam idali, we don't believe. Even though we see a chazus, we don't believe in a chazer that he was kindness to touch shalai. Because nobody would do that. Why would a person be kindness to touch shalai in a chazer? So I'm not sorry that nobody was going to be kindness to touch shalai. Avadi, he built it in Mokum Shalsneim, and he can be Tevei, and he's able to be Tevei Shimon, and therefore it's Becheska Shanasim. So the chazus lematam idali, why is there a chazus? Number one, kashin amaisa, but we don't believe the chazus anyway. And number two, maybe the chazus were talking for the lamal midal, because maybe it's all one case in the Mishnah. The Taisa is not nichud to learn that way for this. Maybe for this reason, maybe because the Taisa also is kashin. So he learns that the case is that one was atzil lechavrei. One wanted and one didn't want. I'm not sure why Tosfos didn't learn like Rashi. Rashi didn't, I mean, that's not so explicit. But the Mashmos and Rashi is just, we know that Reuben built the Kaisel. Like, what do you have to have such a... That's not so clear to me. Like, what's the Chal problem over here? Maybe the case is that there are eight in there, Reuben built the Kaisel. I think that's a Mashmos and Rashi. We just know for a fact that Reuben built the Kaisel. But he's tiny that Shimon wasn't there. And then, but there's a din v'dvarim. Was Shimon Pereya? You see, neither Rabbeinu Tam nor the Taisus they wanted to learn that way. Rabbeinu Tam knows there's a Chazus, and Taisus no, there wasn't a Chazus, and the Rashi couldn't have been a Chazus. But there was one was Atzi Lechavrei V'Hayim Esarev. So we know there was a guy who wanted the Kaisel, there was a guy who didn't want the Kaisel, so we assume he's the one who built the Kaisel. Why all this? Why make the mission so complicated? Why can't the case just be that somebody, we know that one guy built the Kaisel, Al-Zeno done. That's the case. That's so clear to me, I don't know. Yeah.
Could it be that Rashi felt that we don't expect people, if one guy built, guy A, Shimon built it, Reuven didn't build it, we don't expect Reuven to come and say, no, I built the whole thing myself, whereas Tosos is Hoshish for something along those lines.
Probably.
The reason Rashi feels comfortable just saying that he comes to Beis Din and he claims that you... Just saying he claims it is because that he feels that the other guy, if you built it, the other guy won't be such a mechutzah to come to you and say, no, I was the one who built it and you owe me the money. But Tosos needs to say, oh,
I think the passage in Rashi is that we know that we built it. We have eight in there. We've been built the Kaisel. Like, why isn't that the passage in the Mishnah? The Mishnah is talking about a case that Reuben built the Kaisel. That's for sure. The Mishnah is talking about a case that Reuben built the Kaisel. We're being done if Shimon paid him back. That's for sure. So Rashi says, I think, or at least Rashi indicates, there's no need to overcomplicate it. It's a case where Reuben built the Kaisel. How do we know Reuben built the Kaisel? Because we know that Reuben built the Kaisel. What's the kasha? We know Reuben built the Kaisel. It was in public display. Everybody knows Reuben built the Kaisel. Like, why can't that be the case? The burden of explanation here is on Taisus. The Taisus makes it that the case, we don't know who built the Kaisel, but we have reason to believe that Reuben built the Kaisel because we know Reuben's the one who wanted to build the Kaisel. That's needlessly complicated. It's not a Tana. There's no machlekes here where Yehuda built the kaisel. That neither according to Tais nor according to Rashi is there a machlekes who built the kaisel. The shayla is did Shimon pay him back? And then Gemara's dang, when would he be paying it back? Teichazman, la'acharazman. But we know that Reuben built the kaisel. How do we know?
Where does Rebbe see that Rashi is saying the Eden?
No, I don't know for sure that Rashi is saying it, but I assume that the Eden. No, Rashi just says that it happened. Im omer echo the achashibnoi. Now the achashibnoi, Rashi just takes it as a given. We know that it's the achashibnoi. So where did that come from? It's talking because we know. Like Rashi doesn't need to explain where's the achashibnoi. How do we know that it's the achashibnoi? What's the kasha? That this is something that we know for a fact. Tosis needs to have a total explanation. How do we know that Reuben built it on? I don't know what's bothering Tosis. You don't hear the Deacon Rashi fine, but I'm asking the Tosis. Why what forced Tosis to learn that he was Masarev and why not learn Kipshutei that we know that Reuben built the wall? That's just the case that we know that Reuben built the wall.
I think the reason Tosis has to learn that way is because he's choshesh for the other guy to come and say, no, I was the one who built the wall and you owe me the money. And Rashi just says it as a W.
That's not the case. What do you mean? If we know that Reuben built the wall, then how can Shimon say that he built the wall? I don't get stuck over here, but this not a sugi about, or not a Mishnah or a sugi about who built the wall. It's a sugi about is Shimon Becheses that he paid for, that he paid him back. So that's what the Mishnah is talking about, that's what the Gemara talks about. So why make it complicated who built the wall? That's not what the Gemara says. The Gemara doesn't seem to think that that's complicated. The Mishnah doesn't seem to think that that's complicated. So why make it complicated? Let's see Rashi. Go back to Rashi. Becheske Shinosa. So Rashi. Amomar Echad Acher Shibnoi. After Reuben built the wall. Ani asisu mishali, shalei rotsa zeh l'seyeni. He didn't want to help. V'toy v'chatziyei etziyot. V'zeh imer, and Shimon says, p'nosati chelki. The la'acha shebnoi was a fact. Reuben built the wall. But Shimon says, nasati chelki, I paid you the money. I paid you my share. So it's v'cheskas, Shimon wins. V'cheskas shenosan. It's up to Rashi. Why? Why does Shimon win? Why is it v'cheskas shenosan? Because Shimon wins unless Reuben can prove. Actually, you'll be right. Unless Reuben can bring a raya. Raya presumably always means Edom. So Rashi is very sure. Actually, you'll be raya by Edom. If Reuben wants to get money from Shimon, he has to bring Edom. And what are the Edom going to say? That Shimon never paid. How can the Edom be made that Shimon never paid? What would they with Shimon all the time? So Rashi says, the Edom say, Shatovei v'leinosum lay. That the Eidim say that Reuben was Teveya Shimon and Shimon said no. So there's a rush about this Rashi. So, but maybe Shimon said no then, and later on he said yes. Like, what does the Eidim help over here? Shimon says I paid. So Eidim come along and say no. We saw you say no. Well, maybe later on he said yes. The Rashi makes a chayz from the Rashi Shitosim of Metzir that once Shimon is Eidim that Shimon refused, that Shimon said no, so he no longer has an emunah of Harat. The Rashi is chayz. And the Rosh learns that the Edom will have to say that they were with Shimon the whole time and they saw they didn't pay. Like, Lizoso Yodim Mitechidim. Or at least for the whole duration of the time when Shimon claims that he did pay. The came in the Chaybel of Lesayay. Someone said, so why does Shimon over here win? They came in the Chaybel of Lesayay. Since Shimon is obligated to help, that's the first Mishnah. Umish Batzel HaKol Goli, and everybody knows that halacha. Reuben would never have built the wall on his own. And Reuben would have been Tzayakal of the based. Says in Rashi that the reason why Shimon wins over here is because since Shimon was of Adam Mechuyiv to participate, and Reuben knew that Shimon's Mechuyiv to participate, Reuben would never have built the wall unless. He would never have built the wall on his own. He would never have built the wall out of his own pocket with his own money. He would have gotten the money from Shimon before he built the wall. Chayri means before he built the wall. And he had Tzoyakal of a basin. He would have gone to basin and been Tzoyak and Shimon and say, Shimon, before I build the wall, you have to pay me. I'm not going to build the wall on my own. So Rashi is a pella. It says in Rashi, this is one of the big problems you'll see. Rashi learns Pshat in the Mishnah. The reason why Shimon wins is Becheskes Shenosan, is because since there's an ansadi, Rashi doesn't use the words, the Chayim means there's an ansadi, that everybody knows that Shimon has to participate in building the wall. So Reuben would never have built it mishaloi. Reuben would never have taken money out of his own. Apparently Reuben built the wall. Actually, before the case of the Reuben built the wall. But he would have gotten the money from Shimon in advance. He would never have built the money. He would never have built the wall with his own money. He would have gone to Beis. So this is l'chor, where's Rashi coming from? This is l'chor the anatsadi of the mission and that base. Rashi and Taisov both said there's an anatsadi. Since they're kaifin each other, there's an anatsadi that they built it together. When that dalad even was not for the shushu dechadminay or amar the tema mitzim chermel of a raya, kamash melon that isn't an ansadi. The problem is, but it's against the gemara. It's against agamar, because agamar says that what Shimon over here is saying is that he paid Reuben. The first gemara thinks that he paid Reuben when the wall. Put it this way, it's mavur in the gemara. That when does the chiyuv to pay Shimon Reuben come due? When the wall is finished. And Shimon, the Gemara is down, when is Shimon saying that he paid? Chayra, he's saying, simple case would be, he's saying that he paid after the wall was finished, when the chiyuv came due. But that's Sipshita, must be, he said, no, he paid the chiyuv before the chiyuv came due, before the wall was finished. But Einanam Pereh Teichs Manai, so it's a rai, maybe a person would be Pereh Teichs Manai, and the Gemara says, no, kol Shofar Shofar Zimniu, every row, that's the Zman. So the chayv for each row came due, and that row was finished. It's mavur, two things. First of all, it's against Rashi for two reasons. The chayv, it's against the Gemara. Rashi doesn't seem to stem with the Gemara for two reasons. Number one, in the time, just in terms of time. In the Gemara, it's mafurish that Reuben builds the wall first, and then he's tevei Shimon. The Gemara in the Havim thought he builds the whole wall, and then he's tevei Shimon. And Shimon says, I paid you now, I paid you 2 weeks ago. But the tefiyah is he's today and after the wall was finished, when the chayv came due. Before that, the chayv is not due. Even in the Gemara's tefiyah, that kol shofar shofar zimnihu, that means when half of the wall is due, when every row of the wall is completed, so then that chayv for that row becomes due, and Reuben can go and be tevei Shimon. Rashi makes it sound like Reuben l'chatchila is not going to build a wall. The need in here is that Reuben would not, the anansadi is that Reuben wouldn't have built the wall in the first place without getting money from Shimon. Because chayvel v'saya, yomishpeseh l'chol goli, hayabayne mishaloi. Reuben would not have built the wall out of his own pocket. It's not true. The Gemara says that Reuben does build the wall out of his own pocket, and then he goes and steveh l'chay from Shimon. So that's number one. That's one problem over here in Rashi. But then the problem goes deeper also. In the Gemara, it's mavur that the reason why Shimon wins is because he has a taina of parati, and every loyve has a right to taina parati. Teich zmani is machlekes rabbeinov against Rishlokish, but la'achas mani for sure. A person can say I was perei a chayv. Every time you have a chayv, a malvin a loyve, the malvin lent somebody $100, and he can prove that he lent them $100, and the loyve says yes, but I paid you back. So the loyve wins. Why is the loyve win? Because he tainted parati. Does he win because we believe him? If I lend you $100, and it's documented, we know there's Edom that I lent you. I tell you something, I'm not getting into that. But we know for a fact that I lent you $100. And you say, I paid it back. So you win. Do you win because we believe you? Why should we believe you? I say you didn't pay me back. You say you did pay me back. It's your word against mine. That's still, we don't believe you. So why do you win? That's your question. Why do you win? Why does the labor win? What? I might say Levarai. We don't know who's telling the truth. It's the Malva's word against the Levarai's word. I might say Levarai. The Gemara says that the Gemara seems to treat this as an ordinary chayv. When is Levarai for the chayv? There's a umdana. Rav Shloka says there's a chazok, a person after the chayv teich this man. So teich this man, the Levarai taka can't say parati, but la'achar is man, it's a regular Levarai. We could say parati. But it sounds like it's just a tiny parati. It's like it's a chayv with a tiny parati, and the Levarai wins with a mitzvah mechayv araya. Rav Shloka says, yeah, but you can't tie the teichas man. That's not even a taina. So we say la'achas man. Rashi makes it sound like, why does the Malva, why does Reuben win, according to the way Rashi presents the Mishnah? Why does Reuben win? Shimon says that Reuben says, I never got any money from you, Shimon. And Shimon says, no, I paid you. Rashi says, why does Shimon win? Because it's an ansadik that for sure Shimon is telling the truth. Because Reuven would never have built the wall if he hadn't gotten the money from Shimon. Mishpat shelachol moser and al yitzayel look up a basin, and it's not shaykh that Reuven went and built the wall without mishaloi. That's totally different than the Gemara. That's not a taina parati. That's not a pure. That's not a regular taina parati that you name it because amitz mechel v'araya. That's a new thing. It's an ansadik that Reuven's not going to build the wall on his own. The Gemara treats it as a regular pure and chayv. And it's negated to this man, because according to the way Rashi presents it, it's an ansari that Reuben would ever build the wall in the first place without Shimon's participation. The way the Gemara presents it, Reuben would build the wall on his own, but Shimon will owe him the money, which will come due. Gemara interestingly thinks when the wall is finished, then the Gemara says, no, kol shofar v'shofar zimlihu. And therefore, Shimon Kataina, he can't taina, I paid you in advance. And faket, according to the Gemara, if Shimon says I paid you before the wall was due, before the wall was finished, we wouldn't believe Shimon. I mean, kol shofar v'shofar. But let's say Shimon said I paid him before the wall even started, before even the first shofar. Shimon says that I paid Reuben the money. Sounds for the Gemara, it sounds like he's not even nema, because that's a vada in a parei tachsmane. I mean, I don't know how that could be. I don't know. It's a little bit strange, but how could that be? Certainly, if he paid him, let's say Reuben started to build. And kol shofar v'shofar zimliu, and then Shimon says, I paid you after the fifth row, I paid you all for all 100 rows. So I don't think it's really 100 rows in the world, but whatever, for all 20 rows. So mashman the Gemara, that's still going to be in it. That's still in an imperative smali. Kol shofar v'shofar, Shimon could say, I paid you at the end of every shofar, I paid, but that he paid for the whole wall, it's still in an imperative smali. But kitzer, in the Gemara, it's mavur that if Shimon says that I paid you before the wall, before the chayv was due, then he's not nema, because ain't an imperative smali. But Rashi sounds like that we don't believe that Reuben built anything before he got the money from Shimon in advance. So that's on the one. How did Rashi with the Gemara? I'm a Chappelle. On the other hand, and this is a notorious Rashi. And the other Rishonim, the way from the Gemara doesn't see in the way. The other Rishonim, there's no remnant to such a thing. On the other hand, Chayra, there's a Raya to Rashi. You have to think about this. What are we going to do with this? What's the Gemara? There's a Raya to Rashi. Rashi saying was an Anansali, that they built it together. Isn't that the Mishnah? L'fichachem nofal ha'mokam b'vanu shel shneim. The Mishnah says, if the wall falls down, ha'mokam b'vanu shel shneim. The Gemara says, even if it was nofal l'shus of the chad. I went to the Chorel of Raya. No, we have an ansari. Why? From Agamo, it seems that it could be that Reuven built the wall on his own, and we would know that Reuven built the wall on his own because he was mafsirba. We know that Reuven built the wall. He was atzil lechavre. We know that Reuven's the one who wanted the wall. Reuven's the one who built the wall. And Shimon, Shimon didn't build the wall, but Shimon paid it back later. Shimon's name would say it back later, paid back later because kol shofar v'shofar zimniu. So we don't have the problem vein and terei teich zmanoi. So Mele Shimon will be named to say prati like any other chayv. I'm eitzim chayver elav arai. So I'll ask you a question. Let's assume like Agama, that it could very well be that Reuven built the wall on his own, and then he's collecting from Shimon as a chayv. And when does he? And he can't say that. And Shimon can't say, "I paid you toich zman," because any period toich zman. Shimon says, "I paid you after the zman." When the zman is, that's the shining mark, the end of the whole wall, the end of kol shofar v'shofar. But basically, it's Reuven built the wall. He's tevei lechay from Shimon, and Shimon says, "I paid you," and Shimon wins. Why does Shimon win? Because the loy is nemet seperat. They might mechaver ol averai. So, what would be in a case like that, where we know that Reuven built the wall? But Shimon Tain is that he paid it up, and we believe Shimon because it's Lachar Hazman. So we believe it. Every Leib is Nemet Seperat. And how do we know Reuven built the wall? Because he was the one who was Mafzer Boy, or because it's a Chosus according to Rebbeinu Tam, or in a case like that, if the wall falls down, who do the Avonim belong to? Okay, so we know that Reuven built the wall. Reuben claims that Shimon never reimbursed him. Shimon claims he did reimburse him. And the Mishnah says, we believe Shimon. We believe Shimon because Aleva is nemet seferati. So now, when the wall falls down, who gets the avon? If the labor really reimbursed him, then the son will divide the avon. Shimon paid what was due for the Reuben building the wall. Mustam and Reuben's Shimon's a shutif in the wall. If on the other hand Shimon never paid it up, then Mustam there. I'm not really sure about this, but if Shimon never paid the chayiv, if Shimon's wrong, then Mustam and Avon don't belong to Shimon. So now I know Reuben built the wall. Reuben claims he was never reimbursed. Shimon says that he was reimbursed. Now the wall fell down. Who gets the avon? I think Reuben will get the avon. Bishlamo, when you want to collect money from Shimon, so Shimon said, Malva says, I was never paid. The Leiva says, I did pay you. Leiva, when he says parati, we don't know who's telling the truth. It's the Malva's word against the Leiva's word. But the Leiva wins. But here the need is not, can you collect money out of from Shimon? Then then you have a Maitzim Mechere Levaraya. Here there's no Maitzim Mechere Levaraya. The Avonim fell down. We want to know whose Avonim are these. Well, we know one thing for a fact. Who built these Avonim? Who went to Home Depot and bought the Avonim? Reuben. We have a Sofik if Shimon ever reimbursed him. Maybe Shimon then went and paid for half the Avonim. Maybe yes, maybe not. So it's the mouth against the way of knowing him not. I would think Ein Sofik Maitzim Devadet. I know that Reuben bought the Avonim. I'm not sure if Shimon ever reimbursed him. So I would think that the Avonim belonged to Reuben. But that's not what it says in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that Hamokim Avonim Shel Shneim, because we have an Ansad. So how does that altogether jive?
So Echad Min HaShnayim, I mean, why would we be able to be Chaver or Lavaraya wherever the Avonim are? So if we're just there in...
Yes, actually, that I'm not sure about.
How would they be considered Mechsar B'Avonim?
Well, let's say Avonim fell into one guy's rishus. So if the Avonim fell into one guy's rishus, into Shimon's rishus, let's say. So could Shimon then say, oh, the Avonim are in my rishus, and I claimed that I was Perea, so would we say still ain't something missing without you? Maybe then the Chazaka would help. I'm not sure, but even if we'll say that then the Chazaka would help, it's still shver. Because the Gemara in Daf Dalet says, Pshit, what do you need an Ansari? We Rashi and Tosfos both learn the Gemara. The Gemara says, what do you need an Ansari for? Pshit, that it's Shoshnei, Misofik. The Gemara says, what does the Gemara need it for? The Gemara should say, forget, it wasn't enough for the Shoshnei, Chayim, and if not for the Ansadi, I would say that Ein Sofik Maitzim Devadi, and Reuben wins. Now there's an Ansadi, so now it's Yachleik. The kasha is double. First of all, the Mishnah Daf Beis says there's an ansadi. There's an ansadi. They both built it. Chayil and Agamar, it sounds like there's not an ansadi. We Reuben built it, then we have a sofik if Shimon paid him. So it doesn't sound like there's an ansadi. There's a regular. There's a tainus parua. Tainus parua is a sofik. It sounds like an Agamar that we can have a case that we know that Reuben built the wall. And we have a sofik if Shimon ever paid him back. So why is that called that there's an ansadi that the Mokum of Anu Shul Shnei? And number two, the Gemara in Daf Dalet says, what's the Chiddush? Even Misofik will be Chalkin. It's not true. Misofik, why would it be Chalkin? If Reuben built the wall, then I don't know if it would be Chalkin. If it didn't fall into Shusha Dechavinayim, if it just fell down straight, so why would it be Chalkin Misofik? If Reuben built the wall and we don't know if Shimon paid him, then I don't know that why would it be Chalkin? I would think Ein Sofik Mitzim Devadi, Reuben would get the Avonah. So it's a double question. The Gemara in Daf Dalet says, without the Ansari, it would be Pshita Shel Chalkin. Why Pshita Shel Chalkin? Maybe it belongs to Reuben. Number two, the Gemara says, but bottom line, there is an Ansari. Why? In Agamar, it doesn't sound like there's an Ansari. So, how do you have to say one of two things? Echem and Ashnai. Ilmoli Rashi. Rashi doesn't work, but Ilmoli Rashi, I would say. Two possibilities. Possibility number one. that in the Chinami, this Mishnah is a different case than the Mishnah Daf Beis. The Mishnah Daf Beis is talking about, well, we don't know who built the Kaisel. And it was no Mafcha boy, and there's no Chazas for sure. It's a Kaisel that we don't know who built the Kaisel. So first of all, Misafik will be Chalkin, but Nafal is just the Chaimin now, maybe it would already be a Mitzmichev El Avarayat. But then we say, no, there's an Anansadi that they built it together. It's an Anansadi they built it together. Agamar is talking about a case where we know for a fact they didn't build it together. Maybe like Smash Ben Rashi, but it's time we know it for a fact that Reuven built the wall, and now he's dunning Shimon, or the way Rabbi Natan says, because it happens to be there was a chazus, and if there's a chazus, don't have to say we believe the chazus. The whole thing was we don't believe the chazus. I'm not sure how well Rabbi Natan will work, but or maybe like the Ri, he was mafzir, like the Tosfos rather, he was mafzir, but. So it's a different case. That's the one in a case where we don't know who built the wall. So then there's an Ansari, they built it together. Here's the one in a case where we know for a fact that one of them built the wall, that one built the wall and not the other. That's perhaps one teretz. Not 100% glad, because if the case was that there's Edim, okay, can I have an Ansari from today till tomorrow? I miss Numa, we know from with Edim that Reuben built it. But Tosfos learns that there's no Edim. Just we know Reuben's the one who wanted to build. Shimon didn't want to build Musalim, but Reuben built the wall. If there's an Ansari that Reuben would know that they built it together, that trumps an Ansari. Yeah, Reuben wanted to do and Shimon didn't. But there's an Ansari that they both have to. They built it together. At the end of the day, it's not so great. But maybe we could say like that. It's also not so great in Rebbeinu Tam, because Rebbeinu Tam learns it's a chazus. And I said, Tosfos asked, how can you have a chazus in the Reisha? He paid kol shofar v'shofar. How could there be a chazus? So I said, the chazus is only for lamala midal. Lamata midal, the chazus doesn't work because there's an Ansari. That assumes that there's an Ansari in our Mishnah too. Possibility number two, maybe say another way to reconcile to get out of this problem, is to say that we don't know who built the wall. It could be Reuben built the wall, and Shimon just had to reimburse him. And we don't know if Shimon did reimburse him. That didn't reimburse him. That's the sugya. Takes money, lachas money. But about it, there could be a case. There could be a case that Reuben built the wall on his own. And if we saw that Reuben was the one who wanted to build the wall, and Shimon was not the one who wanted to build the wall, Tosfos says we would assume Reuben built the wall, and then he went after Shimon to collect the money. But even if Reuben builds the wall and Shimon owes him the money, the mokum the abanim still belong to both of them. Because there's an ansari that Reuben built it with the intention of collecting eventually from Shimon. So A, he certainly built it on the mokum of Shneim. Why would he give up from his own karka? He'll build in Shimon's karka and certainly within his rights to do so. And why would he? And even the avonim, he's building the avonim on top of Shimon's karka, and he's planning to be reimbursed. So those avonim, he's makna to Shimon. So even if Shimon never paid him, as I'm saying, maybe even if Shimon didn't pay him yet, the makim and the avonim still belong to both of them, because when Reuben builds the wall, he builds them for both of them. Like the Ramban is lachon shluchus kovet. We'll talk about it in Mishnah next time. When Reuben built the wall, he built it for both of them. And since he built the wall for both of them on the property of both of them, so maybe takam the mokum is easy. Then the mokum certainly shall stay him. And even the avonim, even though Reuben paid for the avonim and they were Reuben's avonim, but if Reuben puts his avonim on Shimon's rishos with the intention that he's doing the shlichus of the Shimon, then the avonim belong to then Shimon's claim of the avonim. Some even wants to. Why wouldn't he want it? Maybe he doesn't want to pay, but it's a question: is he doesn't want? Does he not want? I don't know. It gets a little bit sticky, but. But upon him, maybe that's the way to reconcile it. No, there's no contradiction. It's true that there's an ansadi that it was a mokum shneim, and there's an ansadi there's an ansadi in the mokum, and just like there's an ansadi in the mokum, there's an ansadi even in the avonim, because even if Reuben paid for them, but he put them on Shimon's rishus with the intention of giving half the avonim to Shimon. So there's an ansadi that yachleikum, but Agmar is still being done. But did Shimon pay him back or not? That's the subject of Agmar. That we don't know. That depends. That's the whole sugya. So maybe that'll be the reconciliation. Still a little bit sure. The Gemara Dabdala, the Havmina, what do you need? It's Chalkim Yisofik anyway. Not necessarily. If Reuven built the wall, it would be Chalkim Yisofik without the Ansadi. Lawyer there. But Akoponim, maybe that'll be in Amalek. But it's not like Rashi. Kitzer, that could work. But it's not like Rashi. Because Rashi's Pshat and Mishnah is the Ansadi. The reason why we don't, it's not just that we assume that Reuben built the wall, maybe he wasn't paid for it, but there's an ansari that Reuben built the wall on both of their properties and was planning to get reimbursed and was makna the avonim to Shimon. That's not what it says in Rashi. It says in Rashi, there's an Ansari that Reuven would not have built the money with, would not have built the wall with his own money in the first place. That, how could the pasul be stem with the Gemara? Yeah, right. This is a very problematic Rashi. Yeah, on the other end, the issue itself is also problematic. You have this Anasari in Agamara that we don't seem to know about. So again, maybe this is a mokum to... But that's where Rashi presumably is coming from. Rashi is coming from the Anasari of the first mission. You read in the first mission that there's Taka Anasari. Yeah, but how does that happen? How can you make that fit into Agamara? Okay.
Hold on here.